is working? Check, check. Good morning, church.
大家早，教会大家早安。
It's good to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天能够在这边和大家一起聚会。
Would you turn to your neighbor and say, God is good?
可请大家向左右一句说，神是好的。
All the time, God is good.
All the time.
神一直都是好的。
So, I'm not Casper Farrow.
大家可以看到，我并不是今天要来的那位牧师。
Casper was feeling sick this morning.
牧师今天早上觉得不太舒服。
And he asked me to come and share in his place.
所以他就请我来这边代替他来分享。
And it's an honor to be here sharing with you today, so thank you.
那今天很荣幸能够来这边和大家一起，谢谢大家，这是我的荣幸。
But this isn't the first time that I've been to Eastern Hills. I grew up in this church.
但是呢，这不是我第一次来这个教会，因为其实我是在这个教会长大的。
My dad used to be a pastor here.
我爸爸以前是在这边的牧师。
His name is Wayne Macbeth.
他的名字是 Wayne Macbeth.
And he's now over in Indianapolis for headquarters of the Wesleyan Church.
那他现在呢，是在印第安纳州，是在Wesleyan Church的总部。
So today I'm going to share on the topic of faith and knowledge.
所以今天我要和大家分享主题就是信仰和知识，信息和知识。
Pastor Cap tells me that this is a really fun group and also an educated group.
Cap牧师告诉我呢，这是一个很你们的教会是一个很有趣而且很有知识的团体。
So I myself am looking to complete a master's in New York City right now in biology.
那我自己呢，我现在正在修我的硕士学位，在生物学方面。
And I've had the opportunity to come and shadow Dr. Alan Guo here these past couple weeks at ECMC.
那我很有幸呢，这几个礼拜呢，在ECMC这个医院在跟随 Dr. Guo 学习。
So I feel like the Holy Spirit has led me to this topic because of my experience with studies and education in the master's program.
那我感觉呢，是神带领我在这边有这个机会，因为我在生物学方面的硕士的修习。
So let's pray that God would come and teach us through His Word this morning.
所以让我们一起低头祷告，神今天早上会来这里一起教导我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together.
天上的父，我们感谢你，让我们在这里一起聚集。
We invite you to come and teach us through your scriptures what you have to share with us this morning.
我们邀请你来这里来和我们分享，我们能够从你的经文中学到什么。
May our hearts be open to learn what you have to teach us this morning.
希望我们的心能够像你要今天早上要教我们的东西都是敞开的。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
So to start, I'd like to share a little bit about my background. Like I said, I grew up inside of a Christian family.
所以呢，开始在开始的时候，我想要先向大家分享一下我的背景。那就像刚刚神分享，我是在基督教的家庭长大。
My parents were missionaries in Australia for 5 years.
我的父母亲在澳洲当宣教士5年。
And I accepted Christ at a very young age.
我在很年轻的时候就接受了耶稣基督。
But as many of you know, it's not just a one-time thing, it's a journey, it's a process.
但是呢，就像你们当中很多人知道，这不是一次性的事情，这个是一个旅程。
And there are steps that you go along in your faith as you mature.
那在你的信仰逐渐成熟的过程中，是有很多阶段、很多步的。
A particularly challenging trial that was given to me in my life to mature my faith.
那其中对我来说最具挑战性的，在我的信仰变成熟的最具挑战性的事情是
was in college when I took a philosophy course.
是我在大学的时候修哲学课的时候。
I had never had to ask certain questions before about my faith.
在那之前呢，我从来都没有说需要对我自己的信仰问问题。
But this philosophy course made me think about things I had never thought about.
但是这个哲学课呢，让我思考了很多我以前从来没有想过的事情。
And it challenged what I believed about the scriptures and about God.
那也挑战了我对圣经和神的想法。
And I went through a season of doubt.
那我就因此经历了一个充满怀疑的季节。
And it was a dark time in my life that I even walked away from God.
那是在我生命中是一个黑暗的时期，我甚至就离开了神。
But I realized after thinking about it more that you have to get to a point where you believe by faith that God is who He says He is.
但是呢，我后来就了解到，在生命中会有一点就是你的信仰。
That our minds as humans cannot grasp answers to some of the most difficult questions that exist.
就是你的信仰是必须建立在你的信心上，因为那里总会有人们无法回答的问题。
You read the scripture this morning from Isaiah 55 that said God's ways are so much higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
你们刚刚念了以赛亚书55章，他就讲到说神的意念高过人的意念。
So I came to a point where I simply said, by faith I'm going to believe that this is God's word inspired and that I'm going to trust in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在我那个时候生命过程中，我就来到了一个阶段，我就对我自己说，我就是要相信这个圣经，就是神所默示的，我就是凭着信心相信这些。
But I want to look a little bit more at that and unpack that as we go through our educational programs and increase our knowledge. Sometimes that can be a tension.
那但是呢，我想要来在这边琢磨更多，也就是说，在我们学接受教育的过程中，我们一直装备自己。那我想要来探索这个地方，就是有的时候我那个会影响到我们的信仰。
So first, let's look at what the Bible says about faith.
那首先让我们来看看圣经里面对于信心是怎么说的。
To do that, we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11, if you have your Bibles with you today.
那为了做这个，我们现在来念希伯来书第十一章。如果你们有圣经的话，可以来看。
Hebrews chapter 11 is known as the Hall of Fame of Faith in the Bible. It comprises a great list of what the ancients did and accomplished through their faith in God.
这里第十一章里面列出了很多古人，他们是如何的在信心上有伟大的成就。
It begins in verse 1 with a definition of faith.
那第一节是首先先定义信心为开始。
It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
第一节说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
This is what the ancients were commended for.
这就是所谓古人他们所投身的这样的信心。
And then it goes through a long list of what the ancients did.
然后接下来就讲了一连串的古人的关于信心的故事。
One in verse 8 says, by faith Abraham.
其中一个例子就是在第八节讲到亚伯拉罕的信心。
When called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance,
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。
Obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise.
他这样居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
The story of Abraham reminds me of perhaps many of you here today.
那亚伯拉罕的故事呢，就让我想到，或许你们当中很多人也是这样。
Who by faith responded to a call, perhaps to leave your home country and come to the United States.
那很多人呢，因着信心呢，可能就来到了美国，就像亚伯拉罕被蒙召就跑到应许之地一样。
To receive the inheritance that God has promised you.
就是去遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去。
But what is important, if you look up at verse 6, two verses earlier.
但是呢，那我们现在我想要大家先来看一下第六节两节之前的地方。
It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
第六节又却又说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
接着说，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Faith is essential to following and believing in God.
所以说，信心对尊崇神来说是很，和相信神来说是很，和在神里面相信来说是很重要的。
When we get to heaven one day,
当我们有一天到天堂去的时候
and meet Jesus,
那我们会遇见主耶稣
it won't be because of the amount of knowledge that we have,
这并不会因为我们知道的知识的量
on various topics, whether it be botany or history,
那不管你知道是多广，不管是在历史或是其他方面
it will be because of our faith in Christ Jesus that we get to enter in and be with him.
而是因为我们相信耶稣，所以我们能够和他一起在永生里。
So what does that mean about knowledge then? Is knowledge wrong?
那这样来说，知识是什么东西呢？知识是错的吗？
What should our perspective be on knowledge?
那我们对知识的看法应该是什么呢？
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 2,
那让我们来参考箴言第二章
Beginning in verse 1,
第二章第一节
We are actually commended to seek out knowledge, and knowledge is as precious as a hidden treasure. We'll read, My son, if you accept my words,
sorry. 事实上在箴言里面他有告诉人说要追求智慧，就好像第二章第一节说，我儿，你若领受我的言语
，and store up my commands within you，
存记我的命令
，turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding，
侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明
，and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding，
呼求明哲，扬声求聪明
，and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure。
寻找他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。
So we see here in this context that knowledge is valuable, and we're encouraged to pursue it.
后面也说，因为耶和华赐人智慧，知识和聪明都由他口而出，所以这边我们就知道说，神是要我们追求知识的。
But there's something that we need to be careful of in our pursuit of knowledge.
但是呢，在我们追求知识和智慧的时候，有一件事是我们要留心的。
Because in 1 Corinthians 8, Paul tells us.
因为呢，在哥林多前书第八章的时候，保罗是这样告诉我们的。
He tells us that knowledge puffs us up, but love builds us up.
他告诉我们说，知识呢使我等一下，知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
And so one of the problems with the church of that day in Corinth was that they were in love with wisdom and knowledge. They were at a center for Greek philosophy.
所以呢，今天教会。
One of the problems that Paul was addressing in the church of Corinth was their love for wisdom and knowledge that came out of the Greek culture of philosophy.
Okay. 所以在这边保罗点出的一个教会中当时的危机，就是这边的人就是基于希腊传统，就是追求知识和智慧，但是这样造成的危机。
Paul even spoke about a secret knowledge and a secret wisdom in 1 Corinthians 2.
那保罗甚至就讲到说，有一种秘密的智慧和秘密的知识。
That was of greater worth. That was more valuable, and that the world did not understand.
那甚至有讲到说，这是一个奥秘，然后但是世人并不了解。
And that was the mystery and truth of the cross, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那就是耶稣基督为世人钉在十字架上。
So we see here that there is.A spectrum of faith and knowledge could be either positive or it could be destructive.
所以我们就在看到说，现在世上就有一个信心和智慧的光谱。那 这个智慧聪明呢，就是有可能会是反而是有损害的。
I've been reading through a book recently called Just As I Am by Billy Graham. It's an autobiography.
那最近呢，我在读一本书，它是格里汉牧师的自传，就是那书名就是叫我本相。
Do many of you know Billy Graham?
那你们有很多人知道格里汉牧师吗？请举手。
The more I read, the more I'm amazed how God has used Billy Graham in the world.
随着我读这本书越多呢，我就越来越惊叹于神如何使用格里汉牧师。
But there was a very interesting point early on in Billy Graham's career.
但是呢，其实在他早期的职业生涯里面，有一个很有在早期的时候有一个很有趣的事情。
Where he also struggledTo believe if this was God's true word and that if it was 100% true.
那就是说，他也经历过挣扎，就是圣经是不是真的都是神的话，是不是百分之百是神的话。
A close friend and fellow evangelist whose name was Chuck Templeton.
那他的一个好朋友，也是一个福音派的大将，他的名字是 Charles Templeton.
They used to.Evangelize together and speak God's word throughout the country together.
他过去呢，和格里汉牧师一起到各地传福音和讲道。
But there was a sad day when Chuck Templeton began to pursue the knowledge of the scriptures instead of a relationship with God Himself.
但是呢，有在某一天很令人悲伤的，就是这位。他的好朋友和福音派大将呢，就开始追求智慧，而不是追求和神的关系了。
And he went on to Princeton Theological Seminary, where he studied a great deal about theology.
那他就追求了一个很多的知识，他就去了一个神学院，然后念了很多理论和哲学。
Eventually, he became.So obsessed with his pursuit of knowledge that he rejected God and became an atheist.
那他是如此的投入于在追求这样的神学思考、哲学思考上，以至于他就决定抛弃了他的信仰，成为一个无神论者。
And he challenged his friend Billy Graham. He said, "Billy Graham, the scriptures are not true."
那他回头，同时就挑战他过去的好朋友，就格里汉牧师说。圣经其实并不是真的。
This excerpt that I'm going to read is of a night where Billy Graham comes to terms with God and he wrestles through that doubt.
那接下来我要念一段，就是格里汉写说他当年就是在这其中挣扎。那有一次他和神在角力摔跤。
He says, "Oh God, there are many things in this Bible that I do not understand."
他说，神啊。圣经里有如此多的东西我并不了解。
There are many problems with it for which I have no solution.
那有很多的问题呢，我没有解答。
There are many seeming contradictions.
有很多显示上有很多冲突的地方。
There are some areas in it that do not seem to correlate with modern science.
那有很多地方的论述呢，似乎跟现代的科学没有关联。
I can't answer some of the philosophical and psychological questions that Chuck and others are raising.
那我没有办法回答很多不同的人提出来的问题。
But then comes this moment, and he says, "At last, the Holy Spirit freed me to say this."
但是呢，他最后说，在最后的最后呢，圣灵让我释放了，让我能够说以下的这些话。
Father, I'm going to accept this as thy word by faith.
神啊，父神啊，我将要接受你所给我的话，就是单凭信心接受。
I'm going to allow faith to go beyond my intellectual questions and doubts, and I will believe this to be your inspired word.
我要把我的信心提升到我的智力程度之上，我就是要接受这些，凭信心接受这些话都是你所启示的。
Billy Graham realized that there were boundaries in our thoughts that need to exist.
格里汉牧师了解说，在我们的智力上是有边界的，是有极限的。
You see, and God has given these boundaries to us in many areas of our life.
那神已经把这样的疆界呢赐给我们，在我们很多生活的方面上都有这样的极限。
In the Old Testament, God gave the Jews so many rules and boundaries with which to abide by.
在旧约的时候，神给犹太人很多的规定和疆界，让他们在这样的规范和疆界下生活。
And those rules were not placed there to restrict them, but to allow them to live in health and freedom.
那这样这些规则呢，并不是并不是为了来限制犹太人的生活，而是要让他们在这样能够活得健康而自由。
There's a problem today when we believe that we should be able to go and do anything we want.
在今天的世界里，我们相信我们可以去和做任何我们想的事情，但是这样会有问题。
When we go beyond God's designated boundaries, we find ourselves in difficult situations.
当我们跨越了神赐给我们的边界的时候，
When we go beyond God's boundaries, we find ourselves in difficult, challenging situations.
当我们跨越了神的疆界生活的时候，我们就发现我们生活在很困难的、有很多挑战的情况。
For example, there are many examples, but one would be that God has ordained sex for marriage under the covenant of marriage, not to go beyond that.
有很多的例子，其中一个就是神在圣经里面已经设定了，就是说性就是为婚姻所设的，不是为婚姻以外的东西所设的。
And he doesn't give that to us to stop us from having fun. It's to protect us.
那神设立这个呢，并不是为了要阻止我们享受乐趣，而是为了要保护我们。
He requires that we tithe 10% of our income.
圣经也要求我们做十分之一的奉献。
Not because he needs our money. He doesn't need our money.
这并不是因为神需要我们的钱，神并不需要我们的钱。
What he cares about is your heart, and that your heart does not worship money.
那神在乎的是你的心，他希望你的心是不在乎那个金钱。
In the same way, we have boundaries in our intellectual abilities.
那同样的，我们在我们的智力程度上也有边界。
That certain questions, if we start to go down that path, we can be led to a dark place.
那我们的智力上有极限，如果我们就继续往这个极限方向跨越的话，我们就会被带领到一个黑暗的地方。
One of the classic, most classic examples of this is the story in Genesis of the Garden of Eden.
那其中一个很经典的例子就是创世纪中伊甸园的故事。
God gave us a boundary. He said, "Eat from any tree in this garden except this one tree."
神给我们一个很多边疆界或极限，其中的就是在伊甸园里面，他说你可以吃任何树上果子，除了善恶树上果子。
Satan tempted them to eat of the tree, but God knew that he was protecting them from sin and death that entered into the world.
那撒旦在这故事中引诱了人去吃那个果子，但是事实上神设立这个规则不希望人去跨越，是为了要保护人免于罪和死亡。
So what happens when we go beyond those bounds? We are tempted, and what can result is that pride can enter in and say, "Of course, I should deserve this or be able to go to that place."
那是什么让人跨越了当时的？在基业故事里面是什么让人跨越这个疆界呢？就是一种骄傲，认为说我当然可以做我想做的任何事情啊。
And as some of you know, pride is one of the sins in the Bible that God despises the most.
那有一些人知道说，其实骄傲呢，就是圣经上谴责最多的罪之一。
In 1 Chronicles 21, David was incited by Satan to count his army.
在列王记上就有讲到说，大卫就希望
David was incited but was tempted by Satan to count his army.
他就说大卫被撒旦所引诱，他就是有一个骄傲，想要来清点他的军队。
And in doing that, David would have a pride of, look at the power that I have.
那在大卫做这个的时候，事实上他就是凭着骄傲来说啊，我拥有这么多的兵力。
And God saw that as very evil because when we see ourselves as powerful,
那神在圣经中有说，他视大卫这个行为是很邪恶的，因为当我们有骄傲在我们里面的时候呢，
we become God in God's place.
我们就好像在神的位置上，然后要成为那个神。
A perfect example of someone who had every right to be prideful.
那其中的很好的例子就是说，当一个人有任何可以骄傲的权利的时候，
is the story of Saul who became Paul.
就是扫罗变成在新约故事里面扫罗被称为保罗的时候，就这故事。
For those of you who don't know the story, Saul was a Pharisee who was trained by one of the highest teachers of the law, of the Jewish law.
那对那些还不知道这故事的人呢，就是扫罗他是一个名师教导出来的高徒，他就是有很高社会地位。
And he was filled with great zeal, great energy to carry out the law and the orders of the law amongst the people.
那他就是充满了热忱和渴望去实现他所受到的一切训练和知识。
And in the New Testament, we see that in Acts chapter 9, Saul was on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians who were not living the way that they thought that they should live. And he was confronted by Jesus.
那所以在新约中，我们就看到他记录说，扫罗在往大马士革路上，他正是要去处决那些他要抓起来逼迫的基督徒。Jesus
cries out to him and he says, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
那结果他就碰到了耶稣，耶稣就向他显现说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And Saul says, Who are you, Lord?
扫罗说，主啊，你是谁？
Jesus replies, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣，起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
Jesus goes on to say in verse 15, Go, this is my chosen instrument, Saul, to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings.
那过了几节以后，在15节就记载到说，主耶稣对 亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，就是指扫罗，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”
And Saul goes on to become Paul, and used by God also similar to Billy Graham to change to preach the gospel and change the world.
所以呢，扫罗就变成了保罗，那就成为向外邦人传扬福音的使徒，就好像。
He wrote all of these letters in the New Testament to the churches. And if you are familiar with his writings, then you will find that what Paul considered, what his pedigree was, his education, his background,
你就会发现说，如果我们把保罗所知道的东西、背景和知识都列入考虑的话，
He now considers it nothing compared to knowing Jesus Christ.
虽然保罗有这么多的丰富的学识和背景，但是他却在圣经里面写说，他认为他自己是一无所有，在耶稣面前什么都不是。
However, we know that in Romans 8:28, God uses everything that we go through.
那但是我们知道说，在罗马书上面有讲说，神会使用我们所有的一切。So
that we know that Paul's pedigree, God would not waste, and so.
所以我们也就知道说，神并不会浪费保罗所受的过去的训练和栽培。God
went on to use Paul to preach to many of those high up Jews.
所以神就使用保罗去向 更高社会阶层的犹太人传福音。
And so we ourselves should also ask the question, what is God planning to do with my education, my knowledge?
所以以保罗例子，我们也可以思考，并且问我们自己说，那以我的知识，我的情况，神会如何使用我呢？
So to conclude today, I want to finish with our perfect example, and that's Jesus Christ, found in Philippians 2.
所以为了做在为今天的讲道作结，我想要举一个耶稣给我们一个非常好的例子，在腓立比书第二章。
This is called the Christ hymn, and it's become one of my most favorite passages in the Bible.
这一个部分呢，是我圣经里面可以说是最喜欢的部分。
Because it talks about the attitude of Christ Jesus, and our attitude should be the same as His.
因为他讲到说耶稣基督的态度，然后也讲到说我们的态度也应该是如此。
So if you would follow along with me as we read this.
所以请大家跟我一起看腓立比书第二章。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Verse 5. Philippians
2,
verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who being in very nature God,
他本有神的形象,
did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
不以自己与神同等为强夺的,
but he made himself nothing.
反倒虚己。
Taking on the very nature of a servant,
取了奴仆的形象,
being made in human likeness,
成为人的样式,
and being found in appearance as a man,
既有人的样子就自己卑微,
he humbled himself and became obedient to death,
存心顺服以至于死,
even death on a cross,
且死在十字架上。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place,
所以神将他升为至高。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的。
In heaven and on earth and under the earth.
因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue confess.
无不口称耶稣基督为主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
使荣耀归于父神。
To the glory of God the Father.
使荣耀归于父神。
So as we wrap this up.
当我们现在我们正在将进入这个今天步道尾声的时候
，Our attitude should be that of Christ.
这是我们应该有的态度，以基督的心为心。
Christ, who was in the very nature of God, had all of that knowledge.
那当然，就是夸张。
Christ, who was in the very nature of God, possessed the knowledge of God.
那神就是在神里，他有一切的知识。
Did not use that knowledge to try to become God.
但是耶稣基督并没有用这样的知识去取代神的，强夺神的地位。
Instead, he used that knowledge to serve God and mankind.
那反而他是用他所有的知识和智慧来服为全人类服务。
So how will you use your knowledge and education?
所以你会如何使用你的聪明、智慧和教育呢
？How will you use it to expand God's kingdom？
你会如何使用这些来扩张神的国度呢
？We know that knowledge cannot take us all the way to the throne of God。
我们知道说知识并不能把我们一路带到神的面前。
It is compulsory that we have faith. It is necessary that we have faith.
那反而是我们必须要有信心才能够到神的面前。
So would you pray with me as we close now about faith?
所以现在请大家跟我一起祷告好吗
？Heavenly Father,
在天上的父
，We thank you that you've given us the ability to acquire knowledge.
我们感谢你，因为你赐给我们能力去得到更多的知识。
We pray that we would first be motivated by a childlike faith.
我们首先会被激励，就成为信心之子。
And that we would use our education and knowledge to serve you and your people.
然后我们会使用我们的教育和知识去为更多的人服务。
We commit all of this to you in Jesus' name.
我们将一切的都献上在你面前，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.